2018 Correlation Client Conference in beautiful sunny San Diego, and I got a Texan next to me,
yes.
Becky Reed from Lone Star. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Not so sunny today, though.
No, it'll burn off, though. That's the kind of the traditional thing here in San Diego. It's all kind of gray in the morning, but then the sun burns it off by noon, and we're good to go. So, talking about good to go, you presented this morning on conversion best practices, and last year, you guys had your 50th anniversary, and Correlation had their 50th conversion, so kind of a cool little correlation there, pardon the pun.
So
oh my, and I did not mean to do that. So that's kind of cool. I mean, that is a really cool thing to experience.
Right. So we were Correlation's 50th signing. So we were their 50th client. We actually converted in June of 2017, mm-hmm. and it was our 50th anniversary at Lone Star. So 50-50.
Love that. Okay, so let's talk about what you talked about in the big room in there, conversion best practices, because your conversion, from what I hear, went very, very well. So a lot of credit unions like that. So they want to hear, how did you do it?
So whenever you talk to credit unions about conversions, normally what you hear is some negative stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was horrible. It was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It was, it was just a bad thing.
I'd rather go through a root canal than, that's a little extreme, but.
That's what you hear, though, and people have been through some pretty bad conversions, I know. I personally have been through some that were kind of hairy, and our conversion was not that way. So we actually had such a great conversion that our employees to this day, a year after conversion, will tell you that it went great and that they were happy with how it went. So not many credit unions can say that.
And I agree.
Part of that was the Correlation really made it easy. It's a great piece of software, and it's really easy to learn. It's very intuitive. Mm-hmm. But we did a lot of things at Lone Star Credit Union to make sure that it went well, and we started that from the very, very beginning.
Yeah, I think it's all in the planning, because I hear there's tons of planning, lots of testing, to make sure when you flip the switch that everything's A-okay. So there's a lot of testing beforehand. So is that the key there, or are there any other keys that you want to share?
One of the things that we did at Lone Star that I thought was very important is we got people who use the core to help build the core. And I'm an executive. Okay. How often do you think that I use the core every day?
I don't know. Tell me.
Sometimes not at all. So I'm the one who's tasked with building it, right? So that's kind of scary. The person who's building your core doesn't really use the core.
Yeah.
I use it for reporting, data analytics, stuff like that. But I don't help members. So the people who are helping members, they're the ones who use our core every day. And actually, the whole reason you have a core software is what? To help your members.
Indeed.
Right? So I actually got the people who use the core every day to build the core. And that really, I think, was a big difference in how we structured our conversion.
Because they're the frontline folks. They're using it day in and day out. What's great? What's not so great? Hey, let's fix that. Let's improve this. Let's enhance that. And hey, what's on the horizon? Can we do this in the future type of stuff, right?
Exactly. And we used our core conversion, and I'm going to call it an evolution revolution. So what that means is we actually took this opportunity to reinvent ourselves. Our old core we'd been on for 30 years.
Wow. Okay.
So you can say that we were kind of stuck, right, in a rut. A lot of our processes were built around what the core could do or could not do. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of swept all that away and decided, all right, now we have a new vision for who we can be. Mm-hmm. And we decided to use the core conversion to reinvent ourselves.
Yeah, that kind of segues my next question. Is like, how does this set you up for the future? I mean, because you say it kind of reinvented yourself. And so how does it set you up for the future?
So what we learned through the process is we learned to brainstorm. We also learned to constructively manage conflict. We actually challenged each other to figure out new ways of doing things, and so what that did is that created some disagreements amongst the team, but we told everybody right from the very beginning that that was going to happen, and it was okay. We needed the devil's advocates. We needed people to think outside the box, and it was a little bit of a muscle that you kind of had to learn how to use, but now that we've gotten used to that, we're really, really good at brainstorming, and the future is very bright for us. I think we're going to have a lot of exciting things happening in the future.
Do you have any kind of like results type messaging? I mean, I'm not going to tell you what are the latest stats? What's going on? But do you have any type of results type messaging since the conversion and using the Keystone?
So what we did is a Key Insight is something that is within Keystone that's their CRM, and we actually built that right from the very beginning. And so every interaction that we have with a member, we put into Key Insight, and that's something that we trained the staff very early on, and the results from that have really been pretty phenomenal. It certainly helped our member service, and we can now have a very clear understanding of when our members come in or when they call, what it is that we're helping them with, so that we can allocate resources to that particular need.
So using that data to get to basically get to know your members a little bit better, get a little bit more personal with them, and so you can serve them better, right? So you know their intimate needs, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Nice. What, anything else to kind of wrap up here? Any other words of wisdom that you want to provide? Any advice out there for credit unions going through a conversion right now?
Use your core conversion to revolutionize your credit union.
Enough said. Great message to end on. Becky, always a pleasure having you in the studio lounge.
Thank you
so much. You guys are doing some great stuff.
Thank you.
And Texas rocks.